Time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Miller Man. Do you guys remember James Toback?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does.
We had him up in studio. He was the guy who was promoting, he was a director, writer from Hollywood, who was promoting his Mike Tyson documentary at the time. Y'all don't remember him? He's the guy who wrote and directed The Pickup Artist with Robert Downey Jr. I think he was nominated for an Oscar for, was it Bugsy? The movie Bugsy with Warren Beatty.
Okay. Mm. Well, I don't
and
remember having him.
When
here.
Me Too happened, it's like Harvey Weinstein mm-hmm. got all the fire, but James Toback was considered just as bad.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he lost a lawsuit that was brought by, I think it was 40 women. And he has been ordered to pay $1.68 billion.
Wow. Not sure I've ever heard of a settlement that big for an individual.
Right. $1.68 billion.
Wow.
Yeah, he came through. It was not, it may have been, it was last studio that we were in. So how long ago was that? How long have we been in this studio?
Since 2011?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Somewhere, yeah, 14 years.
So, yeah, he was, must have been 15, 16 years ago. Whenever that Tyson documentary was out.
Okay.
That he directed. Anyway, so, yeah, these women sued him, I think, up there in New York. Now, although there were 40 women involved in this lawsuit, there were 395 women who came out with their stories against him.
Wow.
Accusing him of sexually harassing them and sexually assaulting them. And the $1.68 billion judgment divided between $280 million in compensatory damages and $1.4 billion in punitive damages. Hmm. And this all started with, he had a movie that came out in 2017 that starred Alec Baldwin and Sienna Miller. And it was called The Private Life of a Modern Woman. It was later retitled to An Imperfect Murder. But there was a Huffington Post article that was written, James Toback gets us. He truly gets us in The Private Life of a Modern Woman. Well, Selma Blair sees this headline and, you know, comments on the article or retweets the article, and it just says ironic. And that's what opened the floodgates of women coming out and telling their story, because Selma Blair eye-rolled at this headline. And Julianne Moore, Rachel McAdams, the Today Show host Natalie Morales, Katerina Scorsone from Grey's Anatomy, they all claim that he did stuff.
So I'm looking at pictures of him. I don't recall him being in studio with us, but he does look very seedy. He looks like he could do any and all of this.
I think that's looks shaming. And that's wrong due to people. And so he has a long standing relationship with Robert Downey Jr. They did, I think, 4 or 5 films together, including that Pickup Artist in 1987. He and Molly Ringwald. Yeah. And that was basically based on James Toback's life of him just going up to women in the middle of the street that he didn't even know.
Throwing out a pickup line.
You're beautiful. Yeah, being a pickup artist. Yeah, CD vibes.
How would that work in 2025 if you're just going up to random women? And
at the age of 80 like he is now?
Or even if you're 30 or 40.
Yeah, I wonder what the pickup artist game is like. I think it gets divided up into there's some guys who are very successful being very jerky on like Tinder. Yeah. You know, if they're good looking or whatever, and they can have their pick of the litter, so as a matter of speaking, they can just behave like complete jerks and they do well. But the price of getting it wrong is so high that a lot of guys won't try.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of women who also like really assertive men like that, and if they got the good looks to back it up, those people just score 100% all the time. But the problem is once you fall below that critical line of attractiveness where it's unwanted, then a woman doesn't want a guy coming up and talking to her that she's completely grossed out by or uninterested
in.
Yeah.
I think at some point it always comes to an end for that dude getting away with it. I remember the guys in high school that, you know, somehow, as you phrased it, did well, and they were the biggest jerks.
You understand what I mean by that.
They were the biggest jerks, not only to girls, but also guys. They were a lot of times bullies.
Like, yes, man, life eventually hands everyone their ass.
Yeah, someone's going to hand it to that guy at
some
point.
Also true with the extremely good-looking woman who just behaves like an absolute diva and gets away with it for years and years and years, and then at some point she hits the tipping point, and then all that. She's like, "What? This behavior always got me rewarded before. What's going on? The world changed on me."
What a bitch,
guys! Jeez, people who behave badly, they eventually will learn. Hopefully, they'll learn on their own, and they realize, you know, I shouldn't be this way, and so on. But
they don't get served.
Yeah, they don't get served to the tune of $1.68 billion.
Should they just consult that chart that you showed me a few months back of the amount of F around and then the line of find out?
That video still cracks me up.
What, have you ever seen that?
No,
Junior?
It's
we were talking about that phrase, F around and find out, and Gordon said, have you ever seen that video of the graph? I said, no, I don't think
so. It's an old video of a guy who looks like kind of a teacher, you know, something like that, wearing glasses, and he's got the graph and XY axis, which one goes up, which one goes across.
No, I don't remember. Could know that.
But yeah, this is the F around axis, and this is the find out. And the thing is, you go further along here, you can see the more you increase F around here, you can see the more you find out. So if you want to find the exact point of F around and find out, you find where these two lines meet.
Okay, I'm watching.
He graphed it all out.
And, this is funny.
And just the way he presented it and said it is really funny. Like he was teaching a class of eighth graders.
Yeah.
That's correct. I've never seen a phrase that you became more obsessed with than F around and find out.
I think it was Dion's security team that really put it over the top for me.
They were wearing t-shirts that said that.
And that was that like the first you had heard of the phrase, I guess, is the reason it impacted
you? No, I'd
you.
Heard the phrase, but I'd never seen it on a t-shirt before, on a security team.
Yeah. For a D1 college football coach.
For a Division 1 college football coach. As they roll into the field. Got it on a t-shirt.
F around, find out. As you increase the amount of F around, you will then find that there will be a corresponding level of find out.
Yes, and that will be the point where you find out.
Yes. Let's say you only have one of these values and you want to find the other value. Yeah, he graphed it all out.
The very serious charges against them.
And once again, we want to make sure that we stand against
F around there.
James Toback. Yes. Yeah. All right. So, yes, behaving badly. Former Muser guest. We need to come up with the Muser dishonor role.
Man, we've had
There's
a few.
One. Bill Cosby's another
Bill
one.
Cosby.
He was on the show.
Yeah. That would be funny to come up with that one.
The dishonor role?
The dishonor role.
We had Jimmy Carter on, too. Not that he's dishonored. I just remember now that was a president
that's
that
a
we talked
one.
To.
Yeah.
So we've talked to two presidents?
Three.
Trump. We had Trump on.
Trump on before he was president.
Mm-hmm.
And we had George W. and Carter on after.
That's pretty good for a non-politics show.
Yeah.
Three presidents.
Huh. About that.
Okay. And James Toback.
Yeah.